It's time to tee it up with On the Tee, talking the wide world of golf from the PGA to the Champions Tour, LPGA, college, high school, and the crazy world of the Hack Nation. And here's your head of the Hack Nation and your host, Mike Rickard.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming on RadioSt.Pete.com and Tantalk.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv on this open weekend, June 18th, on this Father's Day weekend, actually, for all you fathers out there throwing the sticks in the back of the rig and figuring that's a great excuse to get out in this very, very warm day in St. Petersburg and across America, actually. I'm Mike Rickard, the hapless hack, and the cool caddy, Oscar Garner III, the big O, he's on the road at the first tee of St. Pete annual fundraiser, and that's at St. Pete Country Club. We'll talk to him a little bit. You know, ESPN has Michael Collins. He's America's caddy. Well, I've got the big O, Oscar Garner III. He's Tampa Bay's caddy, and you can see him all over the region, the three counties. We're going to start being the go-to for all of your fundraiser opportunities for golf tournaments. We'll send the big O out there with some gear and giveaways and have a lot of fun. So get a hold of me, mrickardonthetee@gmail.com. We'll bring you the world of golf every week. And this week we're going to talk peewees, and then we're going to talk pros, obviously, with John Rieger. And John, of course, is the John Rieger Report, the PGA Tour, American PGA Tour teaching professional, and just does a superb job. We'll have him on about 11:30 today. Get you caught up in the U.S. Open. I've been neglecting the ladies too. They're at the Mayor Classic, and Nelly Korda, who's the reigning champ from Bradenton, is in the field. We'll talk a little bit about that as well, and then we'll talk a little collegiate, because it's kind of interesting conversation with the U.S. Open taking place. And I want to talk to John about this. All the guys in the hunt are on the leaderboard that in 2016, 2017 were playing for NCAA championships, playing for amateur championships, and that evolution and migration that takes place in the great game of golf. And that brings in, you know, the LIV topic again. You know, where's their feeder system? What are they going to do, just continue to have the PGA develop these guys, and then just like Japan has attempted to do, pull baseball players over across the Pacific? Not going to happen, I don't think. But cash is king, and there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides of the argument. We're going to stay positive today. We're going to talk U.S. Open. And let's start right with the leaderboard. And I'll tell you what, if you don't watch a lot of golf, take the time, because it's hotter than hell out there. I live on the beach. I don't even want to go near it. The water's 91 degrees right now. Does that sound refreshing? Anyway, the bottom line is this. The leaderboard has been up, down, names you don't recognize, and this track, of course, it's historical. It's the second oldest country club in America. And I don't know if you've ever had this read. It's the country club, of course. And I tell you what, right outside of Boston, about 6.5 miles outside of Boston, it's Brookline, Massachusetts. 1999, we had the incredible Ryder Cup. And I was going to have Lynn the Growler Strickler on today. I know he's listening right now up in Clearwater, and I hope to get him back. He's got some superb stories from that 1999 Ryder Cup on this majestic old-school track that was designed and built with horses, teams of horses, shovels, dynamite. That's how old this baby is. But I'll tell you what, I'm projecting, I'm going to ask John, I think the low round of the winner will be about 3 under. Given the conditions. So let's go over there. Colin Morikawa, there's a name that everybody's familiar with. Joel Damon, that's one they have, and he's got one win on the PGA. And in fact, he wasn't certain if he even wanted to be in the field. He didn't want to go to the qualifier. Coach talked him into it, said, "You're playing pretty decent. I like his bucket hat that he's got. He's got his own little style." So Joel Damon, he's tied with Colin Morikawa at 5 under. They tee off late today, 3:45. Joel Damon is also a character. He said, typically, he's nestling in for an early dinner to watch the PGA on a Saturday at 3:45. Hayden Buckley sits one back along with John Rahm, Rory McIlroy. I tell you what, Rory, you want profiles and courage on the, and that, I shouldn't use that term that loosely, but you want a guy that was grinding yesterday, Rory McIlroy, and he's fresh off his Canadian open win. He's got to ask for the live guys, and I hope he makes a statement. And he or John Rahm, who are both, and John Rahm being a Spaniard, I'm very proud of him. He's all about the red, white, and blue and the opportunities it's given him, the Arizona State grad. And they're both a 4-under. Aaron Wise, another great guy. Bo Hostler, I just like his name, but he's an excellent up-and-coming young golfer. The man himself, in the hunt again, Scotty Scheffler, the Texas Tech grad. He's already got a green jacket. Match play champion. He's got 4 wins. He's sitting back at 3 under. I mean, this field, the next 2 days, given the conditions, given the intensity, and what's at stake, you're gonna see an interesting finish tomorrow afternoon. Sam Burns, another one of those young up-and-comers. I was looking at some of the Vegas lines today. They're still sticking with Rory McIlroy, but guys like Sam Burns are in the conversation. Scotty Scheffler certainly is. And I'll tell you a guy that has been a lot of fun to watch, and Retief Goosen, that's why I call him Retief. Retief Goosen is kind of his mentor. MJ Duffy, and he's from South Africa. It's MJ D-A-F, it looks like Daffy Duck, D-A-F-F-U-E. This cat, he had a shot yesterday that was tin cup-ish. And I'm sure it's out there on in the virtual world right now. It went into the hospitality area, and I can't think of the hole, and it was sitting on the carpet. He had everybody move. He had a window. Like I said, it was a Kevin Costner in the country club tin cup shot, and he picked it up off of the carpet. I think it was a 4-wood he used, and he hit it about 268. Hell of a shot, and for all of us hacks out there, it was entertaining. And this guy's entertaining. He's just been grinding, and he's got some personality. I like guys like that. Xander Schauffele was another grinder yesterday. Will Zalatoris, he's won back. Anybody won back, but here's the guy in Florida State grad. You know, I think he's a little smug. He's a little full of himself, but who isn't on the professional level of any sport? You have to be confident, but you don't have to be smug. Brooks Koepka, they asked him yesterday. You know, he's a back-to-back winner in 2017 and 18. And Brooks Koepka, 17. Brooks Koepka, when they asked him on the podium what he thought his chances are, and he's only 5 back, and that's not a lot in this U.S. Open field on this particular tournament. He is even. He said, hey, I have confidence. That's all I need. And that's all he does need. So that gives you an indication of, and that's the top, heck, top 24, everybody is in the hunt. And it's on NBC today. I'm not too happy with the Peacock, and you got to go here, and you got to go there, go to USA. But that's the future, and I'm going to talk about that in my next show, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to talk to a media analyst of the direction that all sports are going. If you're curious on Lefty, he did not get booed. Boston loved him anyway, which blows me away after watching their performance against the Golden State Warriors. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors, by the way. And boo-hoo for all you Celtics fans. In fact, my main man out on the course right now, the Big O. But Phil Mickelson did make the cut. It finished at 11 over. Shane Lowry, 5 over. I like Shane Lowry. Louis Oosthuizen, I like him. He's another one of those defectors. He finished at 5 over. And I think it's almost become like a political issue. And you're watching fans that are looking at these leaderboards, and they're looking at these cuts. And, you know, DJ Dustin Johnson, I think he's 1 over. I'll look at DJ. And they're like, they want him to fail because, you know, as far as they're concerned, they're traitors that they went over to the LIV. Justin Thomas 1 over, and DJ 1 over, just to give you an idea. Patrick Reed, another one of those tourney jumpers. He's at 1 over, and Justin Rose. And that's your leaderboard for the U.S. Open today. I'll give you a leaderboard here in a minute as I'm watching on the Golf Channel of the LPGA. Last week we were at an event on Monday. That was the Miracle by the Bay. As I said, we will come out to any event you'd like us to. Just contact me. Today we're out at the St. Pete Country Club. I'm going to get a hold of the Big O. But first I want to thank our of course, our affiliates and WTAN 106.1 FM up in Clearwater and St. Pete. Shout out again to the Growler, AM 1340, Tampa St. Pete, and, of course, 104.3 FM, WZHR FM, WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. And while I get a hold of the big O at St. Pete Country Club, I used to be a cart jockey out there, and I'm going to get their perception of me. I don't think that that they actually were fond of my performance out there. But the bottom line is I had a lot of fun, and we're out there today for a great cause, and that's the First Tee of St. Petersburg. It's their 2022 Summer Golf Classic. And I want to welcome our newest supporter and partner, and she's my friend Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider, she's a first-class real estate, Gulf to Bay, hard-working employee. Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity and commitment to every client. Combined with her knowledge, she grew up in a family of a home construction success for decades, right up the street from where I grew up. And her energy, her bubbly personality, she takes the stress out of the challenge of home buying. I assure you, I have recommended her to my friends. I've got another person for today. Looking forward to it during these tumultuous times, and they got worse this week. You'll need professionals like her that are committed to you, sincere, and they're not just out for, you know, that almighty buck. And reach out to Barb with Champa Bay today. Barb with Champa Bay at gmail.com or call her at 712-540-3704. And that's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call, 712-540-3704. I'm putting together some kind of fun promos for her next week as well. And I want to welcome a new On the Tee partner. That's Joe Shaw. You'll be hearing a lot more from our newest partner, Joe. He's at IMG, and that's not the sports guys. It's Integrity Mortgage Group. And this crazy market you're dealing with today, Joe Shaw will navigate you. He's sincere. He's upfront. Brings honesty to the table. He'll ensure you get the right decision at the right rate. So give Joe a call today, too. 813-947-3705. That's 813-947-3705. Or Jay Shaw at IntegrityMeetingsMTGS.com. That's Jay Shaw, IntegrityMTGS.com. He's a Coast Guard vet, too, and we support the Coast Guard down here at Ferg's every Thanksgiving. You'll see me and Mark scooping up grub for these guys because they deserve it, and then we have a big fundraiser. And now let's go to the Big O. He is the caddy of Champa Bay. That's what I'm calling you. Michael Collins is the America's caddy. You are Champa Bay's caddy now, brother.
I am carrying the bags for all the hacks of Champa Bay.
Yeah, and you got that nice, quiet golf voice. There's nobody teeing off right now, is there?
No, not right now. But I'm in the clubhouse. I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best golf topic.
Yes.
Tone of voice. You're never this damn quiet. Anyway,
in respect of the U.S. Open, I'm being very respectful today.
Well, I tell you what, this U.S. Open is going to be. Given the heat that we have, this U.S. Open is going to be one that even surface. There's nothing on until tonight, the Lightning. So there'll be a lot of eyeballs watching this tournament because hacks love to watch the pros fail. And let me tell you, have you seen any of the fescue in some of the spots on this, you know, this track that was built in the 1890s?
You know, if I had to play in some of these spots, I might be looking at the Live Tour.
Yeah, right. You wish you could. Hell, you get $140,000 for last place.
We got to work on your
game. More importantly, they don't care about that much about that. We got to get you a lot of visibility through our social media in 22, 23, and then create a name for the Big O, the Champa Bay Caddy, and then they'll want you because they have five events in America. Because you're going to get eyeballs. You'll be nothing more than a walking billboard and get nice six figures, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking for you, but I get a piece.
You get a percentage.
Yes.
You'll get revenue sharing here or there.
That's what I like coming from my financial analyst. Hey, by the way, let's do a shout-out for Raymond James. And I'm proud of you for your new position. You're one of those cats calling the shots behind the scenes during these tumultuous times for people.
Yeah. I work at Raymond James. For all those who don't know, I work in asset management over that way. And we're actually working on something right now. You mind if I plug the First Tee thing right now?
Of course not.
Of course. So if anybody who's been listening over the past couple of weeks knows we have a great relationship with First Tee, we're out here at St. Pete Country Club right now supporting them. in their summer golf classic to support the kids. You know, we're all about the kids. But the connection here being, we got a relationship with Raymond James. We got a relationship with First Tee. First Tee funds a lot of what they do through selling golf clubs, donated golf clubs. And we're here to collect clubs, and we're going to do a golf drive at Raymond James to get clubs to donate to them so they can sell and keep running the thing for the kids. So we're working on that right now.
Well, you remind me then, because I still am giving my clubs away, and that'll force me because I won't have any sticks. And I will hand them. We'll do a little on the tee ceremonial video up here in the headquarters as I hand over my clubs to you, weeping of the incredible shots that I left on the course with them.
You know, you'll be crying, but the clubs will probably be happy to go to some, you know.
Yeah, so they can use them properly. Damn, exactly. I'm glad I'm done with that dude. It was embarrassing to be on a cart with him with his TaylorMade brand.
Thank God.
Yeah, if clubs could only, think about that, if clubs could only talk. Hilarious idea.
The stories the Lost Pro Vs could tell, right?
Exactly. So what do you think about St. Pete Country Club?
It's a beautiful spot. I'm loving it out here. I was actually out here a couple weeks ago with a friend of mine. He's a member here. We had lunch, but I've yet to see the golf course. And for those who aren't familiar, St. Pete Country Club is an 18-hole golf course that winds through the neighborhood down here in South St. Pete. It's a beautiful view. You got the neighborhood worked into it. It's a great community. In their clubhouse, they actually just recently moved their clubhouse closer to the golf course. So they have a beautiful, large glass wall where you can see everybody tee off, everybody play. It's a great setup out here.
Well, you know, we're talking about Brookline, of course, the history behind Brookline, and built in the 1890s. Well, I'm telling you right now, you ate lunch over there. If you walk along the hallways there, you'll see pictures of Joel DiMaggio, Babe Ruth. That's a 20s, late 20s track that was designed and built. And I just love the history of it. And I was a car jockey for about 8-9 months. I thoroughly had a blast, but it was wearing my old ass out, I'm telling you, especially on days like today.
Yeah, no, I don't get how your old ass was out here car jockeying in this weather. I'm sweating bullets, but you know, I'm still warm blooded from being a Michigander, so maybe I'm crying a little too much.
Hey, I tried to reach Bill Butner for you, and Bill's out giving lessons. And maybe when I get off the air, I'm going to go there. Oh, he's going to be out on the course. But I've got some free lessons coming from Bill Butner and access to the range. So you're going to come out with me that particular day.
Okay. That sounds good, man.
Yeah. And I used to have to put those balls in the pyramid out there. And then the Eckert students, the boys and the men's and the women, they come out because Bill's there. And they would rip through like 3 freaking pyramids. And I finally had it, and I said, do you see this decrepit old bastard in front of you? You put your own balls. You guys are free, and you're college guys. And Coach Butner heard that, and he goes, that's a good idea, Mikey. I go, I said, no kidding. Teach him a little respect, for cripe's sakes. Anyway, did you happen to get a chance to talk to Luke or Dylan?
Yeah. Luke's actually, Dylan's in here right now. I actually did get a chance to talk to him, if you want. He's a busy man right now. He's actually on the phone with a customer. I don't want to interrupt somebody serving the golf community.
You know what? I know Dylan. He's shy. He's probably not talking to anybody. He's faking that conversation so he doesn't have to talk to me on the air.
Nah, he seems very excited to get on. Dylan, you got a second?
Yeah, you know, he's a Florida State grad, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what his about. He might even be a Celtics fan. We used to have to go back and forth on who knew more about sports, and hands down he did.
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Hello.
Listen, you're live on 7 stations, so don't lie about this. Was I arguably one of the worst cart jockeys in the history of St. Pete Country Club?
No, you aren't all that bad.
Oh, well, so, okay, so what I get? A C, B.
Yeah, I'll give you a C.
I got a C plus just for showing up. It was so damn hot. Day like today, I noticed that. I noticed you're not out in the cart barn these days. You're highball. You're inside.
Yeah, I know, but I've been here for a few years now.
You put your time in. You're a hardworking kid.
That's right.
What'd you think? Who I was just giving Big O a hard time. He's a huge Celtics fan, so we had a lot of fun with that. Who were you pulling for in the NBA championship?
I was pulling for the Celts.
Yeah, you two young losers. You guys didn't realize that the old man, Steph Curry, arguably one of the greatest of all time. He sucked it up, and yeah, the big old. He grew up in Detroit. Now he's a traitor. You're not traitor, and he's a Celtics fan growing up in Detroit.
Yeah, well, the Pistons aren't all that good.
Oh yeah, well, but you got your generation are a bandwagon riders. Oh, there he is. Nelly Korda is only two back, by the way, if you're wondering, in the LPGA Classic, she's returning. So, how are things going at St. Pete Country Club?
How are things going?
Yeah.
Things are going good. We've been super busy. We have a wait list now, and it's been very busy. We don't have summer members this year, though. So
really,
it's quite a they've been doing good here. So
well, that's good. That's good because those guys were cheapskates when it came to tipping. So that's good for you guys.
Yeah, it is good. It gives us a little rest after COVID because. We were really busy during COVID and all that.
I share the story often on the air about how brutal it was at COVID and how hard you worked and pulled me along. But wasn't that brutal? We had one cart per golfer, have to sanitize them. That was a process, man.
No, you're absolutely right. It was brutal. It was hard work for sure. One person per cart and everybody was trying to play golf. You're right.
You know what's cool today, though, is that you guys are hosting this first tee of St. Petersburg. They're just great people, and that's a great track. And the reality of it is, Dylan, it's in you guys' neighborhood. It's right there in the heart of where these kids grow up.
No, you're right. It's for a good cause, and, it's close by, and it's a good cause.
I hate to tell you this, but I had Bill Butner on a couple times. And he actually told me I could come out and hit a bucket of balls someday, much to your chagrin, I'm sure, because you think I'm gonna hack up your driving range. But I'll give you a shout. Come on in. I'm going to come out later today and harass you and buy a couple hats. So I'll see you this afternoon.
All right. You're coming by?
I'll come in by about 2:30, buddy.
Keep an eye on
Big O, and you two Celtics losers can cry in your beer together later. I'll buy you guys some beer sometime down here.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. That's Dylan Hogan, great kid, Florida State grad. He's a stick in his own right, I'll tell you that. Baseball is his sport, but he's a nice stick and just a humble kid. Hopefully his career now blossoms into golf course management. Big O, you there?
Sam, are you there?
Mike.
Nice handoff.
Didn't you love that?
What Dylan do? Just lay the phone down?
Yeah, basically.
That sounds like Dylan. Oh, yeah. I forgot. We're on the radio. Yeah, that would have been live radio. I could have heard him ringing up the cash register and people bitching about their tee times. Yeah, that would have been some good live radio. All right. Well,
hey.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna catch. I think I'm gonna catch Rick Waltman out here at first tee. If you wanna.
Yeah,
effort me in a little bit.
I'm going to talk to John Rieger. Grab him as soon as you can because I don't want to flip back and forth to Rieger because we got to break down this U.S. Open. I'll take care of a little business. You just you go grab him if you can right now.
All right, we'll do.
All right, I'll call you back in just a couple minutes.
All right, man.
All right. That's the Big O. He's out there at St. Pete Country Club. And that is a great cause. These kids, I don't know if I've, I know I've bragged about it. These kids that are in the St. Pete first tee have to maintain a 3.0 grade point average. They go there immediately after school. I'm not sure, and I'll ask Rick what they do in the summertime. But they have all kinds of schools and lessons and opportunities to even play these tracks. But they have to maintain 3.0. They get lunch, too, and they have a study time before practice or around. And I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization. We do something with Chichi Rodriguez. This is the first tee at St. Petersburg. But this is today. It's a 12 o'clock registration. Still time to get out there, actually. It's not full. I know it's a hot day. It's a great cause. It's a great track. You're not going to get to play because it is a private golf course. And I didn't even know. I haven't been out recently. They put a brand new clubhouse there, and they needed it. That place has been around since the 20s and a lot of history. So if you're up to it today, get on out there, and the track will be well worth it. Plenty of shade since it's been around so long. There's a lot of great trees. Let me do a plug for these guys again, because I'm going to be jam-packed with U.S. Open conversation and First Tee. Again, I want to welcome our newest supporter and our partner. These two new sponsors kind of go hand in hand. They work together, actually. And she's my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay, with First Class Real Estate, Barb Grosenheider. And I tell you what, she just brings her Midwest work ethic. I'm from the Midwest, and I'm proud of that, because the integrity and commitment we do give to people when we make a commitment, and I'm going to make it to both these people. Every client, combined with their knowledge, growing up in a family of home construction success for decades, Barb's energy and bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying, and it's going to get more stressful, folks. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends and look forward to working with her and helping her promote and getting creative with ideas so we can drive traffic to her. Reach out to Barb with Champa Bay today. That's Barb with Champa Bay at gmail.com, or call her 712-540-3704. That's 712-540-3704. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today. And then on the tee welcomes Joe Shaw. Joe Shaw works with her at the Integrity Mortgage Group. You'll be hearing a lot more from him. He's our newest partner. We've got about four more coming on next week. Things are starting to evolve, and I look forward to spreading the word with our partners out there as they spend a little money. Great cost per impression when you participate with us in our multimedia world. Joe Shaw will navigate for you. He's sincere. He's upfront. Our conversations right now have gotten just to the nitty-gritty of life, and those are the kind of guys I like. He'll help you, with no BS, make the right decision at the right rate, and you need that after what happened this past week. Give Joe a call today, 813-947-3705. That's 813-947-3705, and I said, Joe's a Coast Guard vet, and I respect the heck out of that. I don't think we give him much enough love. We certainly need him here in the Champa Bay and all of Florida area, and they need a lot of recognition. We help them out each and every Thanksgiving down here at Ferg's, Mark and Sherry, and I throw my old carcass in there, slapping some turkey down for these guys, and then we do a fundraiser, and that's Joe Shaw at the Integrity Mortgage Group. I like IMG, and it catches people's attention because of the iconic sports brand, but this is Integrity Mortgage Group, and hopefully they'll be iconic when they're making a decision for you guys as well. And as I said, let's see if there's anybody else. Oh, Linda Growler, Strickler is not coming on today, but I'm going to get him on next week and tell some great stories for you folks regarding Brookline and his time there. And he was a captain for the 1999 Ryder Cup. He's got some superb golf stories and some humorous ones. And that's what we do here on the tee. And Big O is live out there at St. Pete Country Club for the First Tee event. What's up, brother? Did you grab him?
You know, I'm like, this guy's a celebrity. He's hard. You got to pin down. You know, he's organizing this whole thing. I did not get a chance to grab him, but look what I am going to do. I'm going to put icing on this whole First Tee thing. I'm going to, you know, plug what we got going on. We're going to get Rick on for a recap, talk about the event, talk about the impact, talk about the kids. But for now, you mind if I just plug what we got going on?
No.
Here, plug First Tee in general?
Yeah, one more time, do that, my friend. And when you see PGA, our little buddy, what was his real name? I can't remember. The little
kid. PGA.
That's his nickname. What's his God-given name?
Oh, Lord, I forget the kid's name.
Well, I'm coming out 2:30. We got to find him, because he's a personality. I want to get some swing tips from him.
We're gonna get PGA. We're gonna get John Daly on here as well.
Yeah, exactly. Both of them. What's he? About 11 years old.
Yeah, I think they're they're a little bit older than that. They're about 12.
Oh my God, I want some lessons from those cats. All right, let's do one more promotion for this great event out there, and I'll be out there about 2:30. Tell the boys to get ready for the hack is coming out.
All right. Well, look, guys. First Tee is an organization, national organization with chapters all over the U.S., but two that are very close to our heart. First Tee is St. Pete. First Tee of Clearwater. First Tee of Clearwater is associated with Chichi Rodriguez. We had those people on a few weeks ago. Great people out there. I've been volunteering with them. If you want to reach out to them and volunteer, feel free to do so. Just look up First Tee of Clearwater or the Chichi Rodriguez Foundation. You'll be able to get involved with them. Today we're out here at St. Pete Country Club with First Tee of St. Pete. First Tee of St. Pete runs an after-school and summer program for kids that are at risk of not graduating or moving from middle school to high school or not graduating from high school. They put them on the right track to academically. They put them on the right track health-wise. They take care of them after school. They make sure they get their homework done. And then they teach them the finer points of life and maturing via golf. It's a great organization. So we're out here today. It's a fundraiser for them for their first summer golf classic. It's a beautiful organization. One thing that we would love to do to help them out is donate golf clubs. That's how they fund their program. They take old golf clubs that are donated, they sell them, and then they use the proceeds to fund their program. So if you're interested in supporting these guys, you can donate golf clubs. We'll be setting something up at Berg's where we can get donations done. We'll be setting something up at Raymond James to get donations done. We're going to be contributing. So
here's the address. Out. Here's the address in case they want to drop them off, too. It's 3790 22nd Avenue South. 3790 22nd Avenue South, First Tee of St. Petersburg. And the phone number for you folks is 727-685-5758. That's 727-685-5758, 3790 22nd Avenue South, or just run out today, and Big O will be there for a while. I'll be there for a while, and I guarantee you, Dylan will not turn any clubs away at St. Pete Country Club. They're great people out there, as you've already found out, Big O.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not turning any clubs
away. And he's a Celtics fan like you, you poor losers.
Yeah, a lot of losers around here in St. Pete. I don't know what's going on. It's like a pandemic.
Yeah, you brought it down here. You should be. The Pistons are looking at another Hawkeye, by the way, and Keegan Murray. So I might get on your bandwagon. You'll have Luka Garza and you'll
Luka Garza and Keegan.
Yeah,
we're doing a Big Ten thing now.
Two Hawks, baby. So I'll be on your side. Hey, I gotta quit talking. I gotta get John Rieger on, man.
All right.
He is the Big old Oscar Garner III. He's our celebrity caddy in Tampa Bay. So let's get rid of him today, and I'll get out there in a little bit. Thanks, my man.
All right, no problem.
Great job. And now we'll go to John Rieger, and we'll talk some U.S. Open. You know, I navigate this by myself, and I'm astonished that I can do this. But I just about gave my 83-year-old mom a call, and her biggest problem in life right now is getting the top off of her wine bottle yesterday. So I don't know if I'd want to participate in with John and I. But he's John Rieger, the John Rieger Golf Report. And I'm sure that you've been glued to this U.S. Open for the first 2 days. And what an U.S. Open it is, John.
Well, happy Father's Day weekend to all you golfers out there and our listeners. What an exciting time the U.S. Open is right now. You know, when you first watch a U.S. Open or any golf tournament, you kind of look at the first round. I've got a football analogy for this. The first round of the U.S. Open was like watching Florida Atlantic University come in and play the Gators in football. You know, and here's what it was. You got a couple, onside kicks and a couple bizarre snaps and a bomb, and all of a sudden Florida Atlantic's up 24-0. Well, that's what reminded me of the first round of the U.S. Open, because you had a few players out there like MJ Defoe and Colin Tarrant.
That
no one's ever heard of these guys. You know, they're qualifiers. They're playing the U.S. Open and they're leading it, and everybody's yawning. You know, where's Rory? Where's Colin? Well, just like Florida Atlantic playing University of Florida in football, you know what happens by the time you get to the second quarter, which is the second round. Yeah, the Gators were down 24-0 in the first quarter. Now they're up like 35-24. So that's what's happened to the U.S. Open. Now you have Colin Morikawa at the top of the leader, board with Joel Damon. So Yeah, that's the story right now. You know, Colin Morikawa, he's only played in 11 major championships, and yet he's won two of those 11, and he's got a chance to win the U.S. Open, which would be the third. He's on his way to the Grand Slam of golf. And so what a wonderful time for him in the U.S. Open. Plus, you got Joel Damon right behind him. Now, Joel, he is the everyman golfer. He's very popular out there. If you follow him on Twitter, he's very humble. You know, he's an accomplished golfer. He belongs out there on the PGA Tour. But he doesn't want to be like a tour pro. He was interviewed this week with the Golf Channel. And he was talking about, he got in the middle of the round yesterday and he started thinking like a tour pro and acting like a tour pro, and he doesn't want to do that. He just wants to lay back and connect with the folks and have a good time.
Well, and he had to be talked into going to the qualifier.
That's right. So he, but also, you know, let's go down the board now. So, you know, obviously the LIV Golf versus the PGA Tour controversy, it looks like, you know, they're just pounding on the LIV Golf folks. So Bryson missed the cut, Bill missed the cut, Sergio missed the cut. So they've all missed the cut. And the folks behind the PGA Tour, well, I guess it's John Rahm and Roy McIlroy, who are, you know, pledged their future careers to the PGA Tour. Well, they're right there a stroke behind. So this weekend in Brookline, they've got a star-studded U.S. Open. And for our listeners out there, and I know a lot of golfers don't really study history that much, when it comes to golf, but you really ought to study Francis Ouimet, who won the 1913 U.S. Open at Brookline. That was the birth, to me, of American golf. Even though the USGA was founded in 1895, it's the birth of U.S. golf when Francis Ouimet, you know, a young 21-year-old with a 10-year-old caddy, you know, won the U.S. Open, beat Harry Vardon, Ten Ray, the two biggest names in Scottish and English golf. And so, you know, if you have a chance, to our listeners out there, I want you to go ahead and Google that and take a look at it. In fact, if you go to the U.S. Open app, and I don't know if anybody has downloaded that, but it's a free app from the USGA, and you can go there, and what you'll see is a feature about Francis Ouimet, you know, and he lived right across the street. There's a movie called The Greatest Game Ever Played.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
And it's just a wonderful movie, and it's historically accurate. Well, that house across the street's still there. And I didn't realize how expensive the real estate is around Brookline. You know, I played there a number of years ago in a tournament. And these are old houses. I mean, it's not like, you know, not like big opulent mansions or anything. His house was bought by a local benefactor who's going to turn it over to the club and make it a museum for like $6.2 million. So it's worth to see it. It's worth to see the house. Plus, if you know anything about U.S. Open history or golf history, 1963, Julius Boros won the U.S. Open, and 70-year-old Francis Ouimet, who won the U.S. Open 50 years earlier, handed him the trophy. So that's kind of a rare photograph out there that's going on. So a lot of history. It's almost 50 years later that they're contesting the tournament here at Brookline. So great weekend of golf. You know, I'm sitting on the beach right now with my buddy Kenja, who's I think he's about a 9-year-old Visa. I'm not sure how old he is, but and my good friend Bill Nieto, they're sitting there. They got fishing poles in the water. Not catching a damn thing, but at least they're having a good time out here. He says two catfish there, so he's caught two catfish. I've caught nothing, but I haven't dropped my line in the water yet.
Well, let me tell you what I'm holding in my left hand. And if your people are out there readers, and I know John is a golf historian, and I absolutely dive into the stories. The Greatest Game Ever Played. I'm holding it in my hand by Mark Frost. I've read it three times, and on the front, of course, Harvey Vardon and Francis Ouimet and the birth of modern golf. And it's got pictures in here, and I'm looking at that. That house doesn't look like it's worth that much, though. I'm looking at his childhood home, the picture right here in the book.
Well, yeah, Mike, you and I, our favorite books have pictures in them. So I'm glad you picked it up and got a little bit of history lesson there. And if you look at Brookline, too, it's had a cherished history. You remember they had the Ryder Cup there? Justin Leonard made that long putt with the ugliest golf shirts known to mankind. And in the Ryder Cup was won at Brookline. 1988 U.S. Open Championship was there. And Curtis Strange, who won back-to-back U.S. Opens, was one at Brookline. And in fact, the other day they had an interview with Mike Tirico on the, and they were on the NBC broadcast, and Mike Tirico has a pair of white gloves, and he pulls out two clubs from the museum that Curtis Strange won the 1988 U.S. Open when, and he wouldn't even let Curtis Strange touch his own clubs that were in the museum. But one is a 7-iron. It looks pretty much like 7-irons today. You know, it had a steel shaft. It was a blade.
I saw that interview.
Yeah, and they had that metal wood, and I think it was a TaylorMade. They had a metal wood. I looked at that metal wood, and that's something that they give you at Topgolf these days when you go hit balls out there. I mean, it's like indestructible. You know, I look at that, and I go, how can anybody hit a golf ball with that? It's pretty amazing.
I have one of those in my bag, and I call it, it's labeled with duct tape. That's the kind of golfer I am. Effing amazing, because I hit an out of my mind shot with some of my friends that were scratch golfers with that baby, and they labeled it. And I would tell you, I've talked about him, Lynn the Growler Strickler. He was going to come down today and had something. I think he wanted to watch the tournament instead of hang out with my old carcass. But
I dodged a bullet last week when you said you had Lynn on. I know he's one of the most historic caddies you can find out there. You know, the caddies in the 70s and 80s, they were, quite grumpy. And at least he said I was a decent bag, which is nice. I was glad to hear that.
Well,
but he could have been the grumpiest caddy out there on the tour. But, you know, he's one of those guys that, yeah, he caddied for Norman. He caddied for
Curtis Strange.
For Freddie, you know, and he caddied for me. And, and he didn't caddy for me very long because there wasn't any big paycheck coming my way. So he was smart enough to find someone that could actually put the ball in the hole and win a tournament.
This cat has had an incredible career. I will brag about him for a little bit. And I've got most of the history right here in the 19th hole clubhouse studios here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. He lent it to me. And he was the vice captain of the caddies in that 1999 Ryder Cup. And he's going to come on next week. I'll get him down here. I'll sway him with some tickets to the White Sox game. And I tell you what, he's got stories that are humorous as well as factual on the links. And he was at both those events you just talked about. He's got some stories for the ages, but because he's right there in the bag. And those are the kind of stories that I like to share on the tee, and I know you like the history and stories of the old days. And Julius Burrows, if I believe, until Lefty, he was the oldest PGA player to win a major, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he won the PGA at age 48, so he and he had the smoothest, sweetest swing. And in fact, there's a golf book out there. And for our listeners out there, if you just want to, you know, you might have to go on Amazon to find this because there's probably not many of these available. But his book is called Swing Easy and Hit Hard. And one of the best golf books ever written by a tour pro to show people how to swing a golf club. You know, he was not God's gift to physique. I mean, he was just he had a little potly belly there from a few too many beers. He had all kinds of fun out there, smoked a few cigarettes.
The good old days.
But this guy was awesome. He was such a sweet swinger with such great tempo. It was unbelievable.
You know what we should do? We should have the physical characteristics of the leaderboard, the top 10 right now, versus the leaderboard of the of that generation, and their physical attributes.
Well, the other thing too is, I guess the Growler must be about the same age as Fluff out there. And I just saw an article about Fluff. He's 74 years old and he's still caddying out there. For now, he's caddying for Jim Furyk, obviously. You know, Fluff used to be, he was Tiger Woods' first caddy out there on the tour. And, that man is quite a character. I've had a few beers with Fluff throughout the years and the tournaments. And he's just such a mild-mannered, intellectual person, actually.
Well, actually, the Growler and Fluff talk all the time. They're buddies. I'd like to, could you imagine getting the two of them on to tell some stories?
Holy hey, that's hell. True. They could be their own podcast by themselves with what they got. But you know what? Now, Lynn, you know, he's probably, he can say anything he wants to now. But Fluff, dude, he's still employed. He may not want to share too much out there right now.
Oh, no. That's
what happened to Stevie Williams. You know, Stevie started to become just as much a celeb as Tiger, you know, being a race car driver from New Zealand, you know, and he's Tiger's caddy, and he's making millions of dollars a year as a caddy, and you know, they had to part ways because Tiger didn't like it. He didn't like his caddy having more notoriety than him. It's the same thing happened with Fluff. Same thing.
Well,
Fluff was doing commercials for you know, like Comfort Inn or something. You know, he's doing hotel commercials and travel commercials and stuff, and all of a sudden they parted ways. So, hey, that's the life of a caddy. But, you know what, the caddies today are a lot different. I mean, you still have some old-timers like Fluff hanging on, but the caddies today, you know, it's like your entourage. You know, your caddy's probably a
your team.
Golf professional himself. In fact, there's a there's several caddies out there. There's a caddy named Pete Jordan. I used to play on the tour with Pete. And Pete, we played together in a golf tournament one year, a little two-man team tournament. And, you know, he was a decent tour player. You know, he won a lot more money than I ever won. But he ended up being a caddy out there. Believe it or not, he went out. He made more money as a caddy than as a tour pro. So,
well, a lot of successful college guys are on bags because they know the game. They just realize that they just were. They're kind of like the guys that are in between AAA guys in baseball, tweeners. They're tweeners, and they decided, you know what, I still want to be in the PGA, so they're on the bag.
Well, here's the difference now. It used to be the rule of a caddy was to show up, pick up, and shut up, okay? So that means that the caddy was just there to carry your bag. And, you know, as a player, you took care of all the yardages. You don't want to get advice from a caddy. Well, nowadays, like with Bones and Justin Thomas, you know, you've got to be, an engineer to be a caddy. I mean, with all the yardages and all the different, slopes and
analytics again.
Oh, yeah. Well, the analytics is right. You know, I mean, Bones knows that, well, Justin, you got a 17% chance of hitting the green when you're in the rough from 230 yards away with a 5-iron.
Jesus.
You know, I mean, they know these things, okay? This is what they do. But it's that one shot. It's that one little difference. So the caddies today, they're a lot more sophisticated. You know, they're not just carrying a golf bag. They're psychologists. They're caddies. They're engineers. They're cheerleaders. They're babysitters. They're confidants. I mean, it's a close relationship between a caddy and a tour pro. And it's part of the team. So that's why when you hear press conferences and tour pros are talking about we all the time, you know, Justin Thomas will be like, yeah, we hit this 5-iron and on 18. I'm looking, well, was he? This is not a team event. This is just you, Justin.
I know. I think that takes a little of the focus off of them, too, in the event that they're not playing great. We looked at it and, you know, we're not doing this. We're not doing that. No, Bull, you're not doing it, dude.
Now, some players like Justin and Phil Mickelson, they love it. I mean, Bones gets up there and gives them a dissertation, you know. I know, there's some players out there, they don't hear anything. Just give me the club, let me play. They get too much information, they get too analytical, they get paralysis by analysis. So, and that's what Joel Damon was trying to say the other day. He didn't want to act like a tour pro out there. He just wants to be him and have a good time and joke with his caddy and be the people's, favorite in the gallery, this, that, and the other. Where's the big bucket hat out there? And he's self-depreciating all the time. Well, that's his style. If he had Bones on his caddy, it would just totally ruin him.
We're talking to John Rieger, the John Rieger Golf Report. We're live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse. I'm Mike Rickard on the tee, and let me shift gears just for a minute. Did you get an opportunity to see the Golf Channel did a interview with Sir Charles? Did you get a chance to catch any of that?
What was the highlight of that, Mike? What am I sleeping at the wheel? How can I miss an interview with Sir Charles Barkley on the golf channel?
It was on.
You know what it must be, Mike? I must have a wife or something if I miss that one.
Well, you have a wife and a life. I don't have a wife, but I have a girlfriend. But at the same time, I watch too much. But I tell you what, it was on Monday. Live from the U.S. Open, and they obviously zoomed him, got his perspective on the Golden State Warriors and Celtics. But I asked him, you know, how his swing got corrected, and I can't think of the guy that corrected it. But Lefty had a lot to do with it when they played one of those. But he said, you know, I'd stand over that ball and I'd have 13 guys talking to me, because he said that's how many damn lessons I took. And whoever this guy was, I can't think of who it was, told me, the only voice I want you to hear is mine. Forget about all those damn lessons you had before. And you're right. And Joel's got the same kind of thought process.
You know, when Charles Barkley first started playing golf, you know, I don't know when he learned how to play golf, but I remember when he was a young NBA player, he had a decent golf swing out there.
He's back to single digits. He set his handicap.
And then his swing got really, really bad. I'm like, how can you do that?
He's trying to perfect it. Too many people.
But I was really impressed when I watched the match. You know, these matches are hit or miss. I know the match that he and Phil played, it was wonderful. The last match that was played with Aaron Rodgers, boring. But there's another match coming up. I think it's in August sometime. I have to, for our listeners out there, you want to maybe go Google the date of it. But it's Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods versus John Daly and John Daly II. I think that.
Oh, that's going to be classic. That's going to be classic.
You know, young Charlie, he's trash talking on Twitter right now.
Oh, so I love it.
This is going to be a great match. You know, I didn't catch that one.
How I was falling asleep at the wheel. I'm going to try to get up to Clearwater Country Club between now and then. JD hangs out up there and see if I could get some comments. And I know his son's home now for a little while, too. So that'd be cool. Well, my friend,
I play a lot of golf at Clearwater Country Club at tournaments, this and the other. It must be fun just to watch John Daly play that place because, I mean, you know, it's a short golf course, pretty tight but short. Man, he must just tear that place alive every time he plays.
And he tears apart the poor patsies that play skins with him every Friday when he's around. But I've got to run now, my friend. You have a very happy Father's Day there on Crescent Beach. I told my mother where you lived because we lived on Crescent Beach in a lake in northwest Iowa. So now she wants me to put the top on her wine bottle and come over to Crescent Beach someday so she can say she was at another Crescent Beach.
Well, sounds like a remote broadcast opportunity here from the Atlantic Ocean.
All right, my man. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day, and I always appreciate your participation. We're blessed on the tee to have your knowledge.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
All right, John Rieger, and he does a superb job. And Ben Botham in the house for our next production, and we got a jam-packed show. Good morning, young man.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. I won't get any golf perspective from you, but the Big O is over at the First Tee in St. Pete doing his diligence for us today. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to our 2 hours.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We got a lot going on here. And on the tee next week, I am going to get Lynn, the Growler Strickler, and I'll have him break down the U.S. Open. It is a wide open U.S. Open. I'll go over the leaderboard real quick. Colin Morikawa, 5 under. Joel Damon, 5 under. Hayden Buckley is 4 under. John Rahm, 4 back. I mean, 1 back, 4 under. Rory McIlroy, Aaron Wise, Bo Huss, all at 4 under. Scottie Scheffler, obviously in the hunt, at 3 under. Patrick Rogers, Brooks Koepka, Florida State grad, is even. Dustin Johnson, the trader, is 1 over. And that pretty much, as you're well aware of, that Phil Mickelson didn't make the cut. And so we'll wind down on the tee from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse. I'm Mike Rickard for Oscar Garner III, John Rieger, Joe Boudreau, Big Ed on the controls up in Clearwater. Shout out to Lynn, the Growler Strickler. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. Thanks for listening to On the Tee as we share the great game of golf with you every Saturday on the St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Happy Father's Day. Keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.